Welcome to Rest, Lease, and Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how we improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donetta D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Tony Woodland. Passionate educator, dynamic facilitator, and inspiring leader. Welcome, Tony, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Thank you so much for having me, Donetta. It's really a pleasure.
Well, no problem, but thank you for taking the time out. I'm going to get right to the question. So what is Ed Ally Consulting LLC?
Of course. So Ed Ally is actually my consulting business. And what I do as a consultant is I partner with individuals, organizations, whether they be schools or other corporations and companies, to help build capacity in its community members as they reach or work toward goals around diversity, equity, and inclusion. And
oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So a lot of people, you know, wonder what it is that I do as a consultant, what it is that my business entails. And so, you know, I offer a lot of things, you know, so sometimes I'm working one-on-one with a client. I currently actually have three cohorts that meet monthly. So I'm working with groups of people together that, you know, come from different fields. And so they are actually embarking on a shared learning experience together. I have worked with members of our armed forces and provided their in-service training around some topics involving equity and inclusion. So it really depends on what, you know, my client actually wants. So that's why, you know, my company's tagline is partnership at the heart of all we do. So it's really about what they want and how my business can actually help them reach their goals. So it's about a shared learning experience that I offer.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that. All right. Now, the next question, as an educator, what keeps you so passionate in the field of education? Because we know you could get burnt out. So what keeps you passionate?
Oh, absolutely. And listen, you know, that passion is important because, you know, burnout is real.
Yes,
burnout is real. But honestly, what keeps me passionate is my hope, you know, and my hope for a better world. So when I think about my role as an educator and now, you know, as a consultant who works with educators, I think about the hope for our future. And at the end of the day, I started my business to actually help create a more just world. So whether that's, you know, partnering with schools or teachers to write curriculum that helps bring about more equitable outcomes for all students, whether that is, you know, helping to coach a teacher, you know, maybe they need some help with lesson planning. So when I think about the hope, that seems to be my guiding star. I think about all that the world could be. I think about all that our future leaders could be. And so that's what keeps me going, even in those moments when I feel burnt out. And honestly, the burnout is still real as a consultant. You know, I'm not in the classroom anymore, but there are times when absolutely, especially, you know, now with all this going on where I think, oh my gosh, you know, there's so much to do. Time is always of the essence, but keeping the hope alive and thinking about all that can be, we owe it to our next generation and the generations to come to continue to strive for educational excellence. And so it certainly
that
keeps me going.
Wonderful.
For sure.
That is wonderful. But you know what just came to mind? That you educate the educators in same way as coaches need to be coached. So that's great. You have a service that you offer because they need support too. And, you know, especially because you came from that field. So it's not like you don't really know that you could definitely relate. So that's great. You offer that service. Now, the next question is, can you talk a little bit about DEI?
Yes. So it's funny because when folks hear that I am also a DEI facilititator or diversity, DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. I think that, you know, sometimes they, you know, there's a little bit of cognitive dissonance where folks are wondering, okay, are you this or are you that? Are you a DEI facilitator or are you an educator? And I can't be an educator without focusing on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so in terms of, you know, talking about what that means, and especially what it means to me, what it means to me as an educator, you know, at the end of the day, if, you know, as an educator or as, you know, as a society, we're not educating kids with the hope of, again, helping to inspire our next generation of leaders and people who will one day make a positive contribution to society, you know, then why are we doing it? So in terms of my work, I got into it because what I did realize was that there's a lot, there had been a lot of curriculum, a lot of resources used in classrooms all over the country that, from my perspective, actually didn't really have that in mind, right? They were, you know, standards driven, which is very, very important. I'm a huge proponent of standards. Yet, you know, I started to question, well, whose standards are they? You know, right. And what, you know, what does it look like? What does a spectrum look like in terms of how our young people are able to demonstrate what it is that they know? Who holds the standard for that? For what, you know, what mastery or proficiency looks like? And so right, that's kind of how I stepped into that work. But, you know, in terms of, you know, thinking about Ed Ally and my business, what I came to realize over the years after kind of really merging DEI with education, again, to me, they're not separate. I started to realize that, you know, everyone actually benefits from more equitable and inclusive spaces, right? And so that's how I started working with, like I said, other companies, other organizations, because at the end of the day, we all as human beings have the same basic needs. And so, so I'm very, very passionate about diversity, equity, and inclusion, because we all benefit when we have those, not just the tough conversations, but when we meet in the middle and see our common humanity.
That's great. Well, thank you. Thanks for listening to West Lisa Revenue Podcast. We'll take a quick break.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. Welcome back to West Lisa Revenue Podcast. We're going to continue, and the next question is, how do you get a good night's rest to prepare for a productive day?
Oh my gosh. What what an amazing. Listen, this is a question I ask myself every day. So I'm so glad you actually asked me that. Honestly, because to be quite honest, I haven't had two restful days. But anyway, what I do try to do is I try to set an agenda for each day. So for me, in thinking about that question, like how do I get a good night's rest? For me, about 90% of it is in my mind. So if my mind is still going, and you know, I feel like there are lots of loose ends and things that I haven't really tied up, I actually don't get a good night's rest. So the way that I've actually tried to help calm my mind is I set boundaries for myself. I've learned it's been the hardest thing, you know, that I've done in my life is set boundaries for myself. Like, Tony, turn your brain off after a while. And so I'll say, you know, guess what? I'm done working 4 o'clock today. Some days I'm done working at noon, you know? And so, and so for me, when the sun goes down, because my body is so in tune with that sun, honey. So when the sun goes down and my body's like, okay, it is night time. I can at least rest because in my mind, I've done all that I'm going to do and all is well.
That is so wonderful. Mm.
Yeah, that has been so crucial for me, especially, you know, right now. It's just been so important that I do that.
Oh my goodness. I thank you so much for sharing that because, you know, at times a plan of action is so crucial and then to recognize you have to do something because, you know, with so many of us just, we know, but we don't do anything or we just keep going and wonder why things haven't changed. And so at least you recognize that you did something and you act upon it. So that's half the battle right there. So
thank you for
sharing that. Yes, yes. Okay, now, the next question, are there any tools or techniques that you use to get proper rest so you have energy for the next day? So is there anything particular that you know, tools or techniques?
Yeah, so, you know, one thing that I have, I used to shy away from because I am like a busy-minded person. I used to shy away from being still. Right. For me, it felt like it was a waste of time. I felt like I wasn't doing what I needed to be doing. There was always something to get done. So one tool that I actually just shared with someone recently was to, you know, make appointments with yourself to calm your mind. And so the technique that I shared, and I don't know if there's a technical term for it, but I like to call to mind specific things that I wish to think about. Right? Because otherwise my mind will continue to race. It's like a wild horse. If I just let it go off on its own, it will do that. But, you know, toward the end of the day, especially, I like to call to mind, you know, something that I'm choosing to think about in that moment. And it can be something that I accomplished for the day so that I can show myself some gratitude and some self-compassion. And so I'll do that. And that actually helps to push all the other busy, you know, thoughts out of my brain to give me a proper rest. And that, for me, has been one of the most valuable tools is to gain control over my thoughts and not let them actually run me raggedy, you know. And then the only other thing that I would say in terms of, like, I don't get proper rest. Again, I've already shared you know, when I feel like they're loose ends, but I also don't get proper rest when I haven't had like a buffer period. You know, it's almost like when you go on vacation and then you say you have fun and you rest, but then you need rest after the vacation.
Yeah.
So for me, I need that buffer time toward the end of the day where I'm not only not doing work, but I'm also not doing anything for anyone else, you know? And so for me, to have not just a hard stop in terms of work and other obligations, but then to have this period of intentional nothingness, you know, it helps set the stage for me to be able to actually get the rest that I not only deserve, but I need to be, you know, energized the next day.
Oh, my goodness. You said, you are so on point. And I would use the word mindfulness. Because that is key. You have to be mindful and take control. Like you control everything else. You can control your thoughts. And it is a process. You know, at times people just be busy and they're doing this and then they just go to bed. It doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. And same way as you know, which I shared before in the past, same way as preparing for a meeting, that you just can't just go in the meeting and think that you're going to do a great, great job. You have to, you know, that you have to do the research and have an outline, and then you might have to practice, you know, the same way as with sleep. You have to unwind, relax, And so, and you know, and you have to get those thoughts out your head. So that's wonderful that you're doing that. So that, so congratulations to you. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
The one last point I just wanted to say is how crucial that is for, you know, not just for women, you know, especially mothers who tend, you know, to carry a lot of responsibility and a lot of weight on our shoulders. But, you know, I've really learned how crucial proper rest and sleep is to the success of my business.
Yes.
So, you know, now that I've gone out on my own, which has not even been a year, you know, and I'm a full-time business owner, and I rely on my partnerships. I rely on my speaking engagements and my contracts to pay my bills, quite frankly. And
right,
when I'm
right.
not well-rested, nothing gets done.
Yes.
Nothing gets done.
Yes. Yes. So, well, thank you for that. Once again, thank you for staying with Restless Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
For staying with our special guest, Tony Woodland, I want to really thank you for all your knowledge and information you shared from your heart and just your professional experience. And I would love for you to share with us how we can contact you and support you.
Thank you. And again, thank you so much for having me. I do want to thank you again because this is such
You're
an
welcome.
Important topic. Absolutely. And so my website, I can be reached at www.edallyconsulting.com. That is www.edallyconsulting.com. So that is my website. I also can be reached via email. You can follow the link through my website, but I'll give you my email. It is tony.woodland@liconsulting.com. That's Tony with an I, T-O-N-I, @liconsulting.com. And from there, you can schedule a discovery call or consultation. Just send me an email address. I would love to work with anyone who is looking to, again, further their efforts in the realm of education and or diversity, equity, and inclusion. I would be honored to work with you.
Well, thank you for that. I can be reached on my website, which is on the bottom of the podcast, which is donettadmoyne.com, which is spelled donettadmoyne.com. And as always, sleep heals.